Welcome to one of the six public hearings on the draft plan conformance procedures. These public hearings have been noticed on the council's website and printed in the council's newspapers of record. My name is Lisa Plevin. I'm the executive director of the New Jersey Highlands Council. With me today is Carl Richko, chairman of our council, James Humphreys, our director of planning and science, Corey Piasecki, our principal planner, and last but not least, Tom Taglarini, our manager of information systems. So at today's hearing, we're going to hear comments from interested members of the public on the draft plan conformance procedures document. If you would like to speak, please fill out a card if you've not already done so. We encourage all speakers to leave copies of their remarks with council staff and ask that you limit your comments to 3 minutes, although clearly that might not be such an issue today. If there's sufficient time, we'll have another round of comments. And members of the public may also submit written comments to comments@highlands.nj.gov. This is purely a listening session for us. We will not be responding to comments at this time. At the end of the six public hearings, we will generate a public comment response document, which will inform any changes we may then wish to make to the original document. The Highlands Act requires that the New Jersey Highlands Water Protection and Planning Council review and update the Highlands Regional Master Plan at least once every 6 years after public hearings. The Act contemplates that amendments to the Regional Master Plan will arise principally out of this six-year reexamination. The document under consideration today sets forth the process that the Highlands Council will follow to approve with conditions or deny municipal petitions for plan conformance in the Highlands Preservation Area, Planning Area, or both. So again, please be aware this hearing is for comments on this document only. It is not a forum for comments on the Highlands Act, DEP regulations, or specific property questions. If you do make a comment on something other than the document, your comments will be categorized, as unresponsive and will not be addressed further. When I call you, please come forward to the microphone, state your name, any official affiliation. For the record, when you have 30 seconds left, Corey will hold the yellow panel. I'm really not concerned about time right now, although we may be inundated later. At the end of the 3 minutes, Corey will hold up a red panel. And that's it. So if we're ready, I'd like to ask Sylvia Solins.
Very good. Solon.
Where do I?
Take your head.
Okay.
Either
hot seat. I guess. Do I have to do anything or does it? Okay. Okay. That's right. You're the IT guy.
Yes, he
is. Okay. Hi, everyone. My name is Sylvia Solon, and I represent New Jersey Forest Watch Friends of Sparta Mountain. We are a grassroots community organization whose mission is to protect and preserve New Jersey's forest and our other valuable natural resources, such as, of course, our drinking water in the Highlands. I am also a member, our group, that is, of the Highlands Coalition. We're a member organization and a member of the Natural Heritage Program. First of all, we want to commend the Highlands Council for your renewed efforts to promote plan conformance throughout the region. It's important that these proposed procedures meet the objectives of the Highlands Act, and it's imperative that these RMP requirements are not weakened for the sake of efficiency. Our comments are as follows. A 10-day comment period is insufficient for anyone to provide constructive comment, but it also makes the assumption that the public will get this information with adequate time to respond. We strongly urge the council to adopt a minimum of 45 days for public comment for the planned conformance proposals, and to establish 45 days as a baseline for all matters where the public may wish to participate. Additionally, we suggest the council investigate posting notice of proposals in more locations than exclusively on the council website. Posting to a municipality's website, for example, would offer more people the chance to engage in matters that may affect their town. Additionally, right, we're here in a library. Perhaps we could use our public libraries as a way of communicating information, as well as our local papers. You know, I live in Sparta. We all read the Sparta Independent, but not being a member of the group that I'm with, I would not have known about these public hearings today. So perhaps using more of our local papers within the Highlands area would be useful, as well as I mentioned previously, using places like our public libraries and communicating that information. So with that, thank you. Appreciate all that you are doing. And that's it. Do you want a copy of this?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is there someone else that would like to make public comments?
They fill out the comments.
What?
They're filling out the comments.
Okay. They can fill them out afterwards too if they prefer.
Hi.
We know how to find you.
Okay.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Do we interview Kevin?
We didn't have a comment. We just came in.
Oh, all right. You just signed in. Well, you're too late.
I feel for you already.
These gentlemen are from the Greenwood Lake Commission.
Yes, yes. Yes.
Okay.
We went out on a tour. So I think what we're going to do is, since we have no additional public comments for the moment, we're going to close the session and then we'll reopen it when we have some additional comments.
If anyone else comes.
Okay. All right.
Yep. Thank you.
The time is now 8:00. We are officially closing this hearing. Thank you.